I was really fortunate to come up as a photographer through the 80s. And what I mean by that is that it was a really exciting time in magazine photojournalism, especially. It was a time when you could take, you know, go and visit editors in New York and say, this is what I'm working on. And if you have assignments that have to do with this and would think of me, that would be great. And editors would do that. So in my case, with this book, with the music book, I went to New York and showed different editors, like David Friend at Life Magazine, a list of musicians that I really wanted to photograph. And he assigned me five of the musicians in that book, which really helped me make the, you know, get that book going. And one of the musicians was Wynton, who was somebody I really wanted to shoot. Now, what's interesting about that is that when I started shooting Wynton, his PR people said to me, look, there's no photographing on the bus, no photographing and sound checks in the hotel room, none of that stuff. And even if you ask him if you can do any of that, we'll never work with you again. Now, I had heard that from all the other musicians, PR people and managers and stuff. It's really a frustrating part of the business. When I met Wynton, in order to get past all the PR stuff, I went and knocked on his door, and he said, I had two Leicas hanging around my neck, and he said, you're not coming in here with those. And I said, no, I'm not. I just came to give you this book, just to give you an idea of who I am and what I do. And I left, and an hour later he came knocking on my door, and he said, you can do whatever you want. And that was really what happened with a lot of the musicians I photographed for the music book. There are so many people that photograph them that really want to sort of ski behind their boat that it's really hard for managers and PR people and musicians to recognize a photographer that has their own boat. Also, not many of these musicians have been photographed by photojournalists. Mostly they're photographed by portrait photographers who want to do a big, long session, take all day. And for me, I don't ever ask anybody to do anything for my cameras, unless it's obvious in the picture, like a portrait. And so I was able to get the kind of access with Wynton that I really needed. Now, there's this whole question of, well, why did I do a book just on Wynton when I had photographed other musicians, which is sort of interesting. And the answer is a simple one, which is that I really did connect very deeply with Wynton. I mean, I really had a great time photographing other musicians and made some very nice pictures of lots of musicians. But it's sort of like when I went to India, for example, for a couple weeks with Philip Glass, I loved India. It's a very exotic place. There are tons of beautiful pictures to be made. And I came out with some interesting pictures, but nothing that really went deeper. And because I really didn't connect with the place. I really connect in places like in the Middle East or in South America and those places. So with Wynton, there was a real connection there. So I could go just on the road with him and I could just meet him in his hotel room for 10 minutes and come out of it with a picture. So the real sort of instigation for this book is sort of a selfish one, because I really just wanted to see all these pictures that I have of him used in some way.